last night by a score of 4-2. Tristan Jarry stopping 29 shots. It's the Pens and the Anaheim Ducks today at the PPG Paints Arena. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the NHL last night, Predators over the Devils 3-2, and the Rangers over the Sabres 2-1. What else to tell you about? In men's college basketball at this hour, Carnegie Mellon Tartans are hosting Denison University there at Skibo Gym, currently being demolished at the Wigan Gym at the University Center. Right now, Carnegie Mellon is up 46-22. Carnegie Mellon women are off this weekend. They host Geneva on Monday at 5:30. Other college basketball action to tell you about: Duquesne men at this hour taking on New Hampshire. The Duquesne women will be hosting St. Francis at 5 o'clock. The Robert Morris men are hosting Florida Gulf Coast at 7 o'clock at the UPMC Event Center. And the Robert Morris women are taking on Miami at this hour down in Coral Gables, Florida.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Well, very windy for the next day or so. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high near 64. Windy overnight with a low of 32. Rain mixed with snow possible overnight. Sunny skies for the rest of the Sunday there for a high of 45 degrees. Sunny on Monday, 50 Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, it is 61 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Also 61 at WRCT in Oakland with music from Weezer.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Weezer here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber as we're winding down today's installment of
All Calls Are Recorded.
Turn your radio down, please. Turn your radio down. Hello?
Yeah, you finally found volume control or something on there.
No, that was on your end. What's going on?
No, it wasn't on this end because I'm in the phone and I'm thinking it just went kind of quiet. You're working up the courage to play holiday songs.
I'm thinking about it.
You never seem to get through one I like.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry about that. What do you want to hear?
Bobby Boris Pickett.
Okay. Monster Mash or something else?
The Monster Mash. I called you for a different reason. I was going to ask you if you're up to playing a piano song.
What do you want to hear?
Well, there's one I was thinking for Doug.
Okay.
Oh, that's terrible to hear him. There's a song Roberto Clemente, Brian Wright, B-R-Y-A-N, plays it. He didn't write it, but he plays it as well as the person that wrote it. It's about 4 or 5 minutes long.
Let me see if I can get it on for you in the 2 o'clock hour. Wow, this is Chris.
The other ones I thought is play I Feel Like a, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Teach your children well. But I thought
we're gonna close out this show. We only have a few seconds left here. with something, sending this out to Doug Goffis and his family and friends. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. We'll see you next week, good Lord willing, from noon to 3. Remember, until then, it's nice to be important. It's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are.
RCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass from the 2005 remaster of their 1968 Christmas album and the bell that couldn't jingle. Welcome to the second Christmas special edition of Goffis Golden Oldies, featuring Christmas holiday music from the 50s and 60s with some bonus tracks and a splash of Christmas songs from our local Pittsburgh area artists. Coming up later on, three classic episodes of Everyday Science with Helena Ruti and lots of Christmas memories and holiday tunes for you. Later on, something from Donna Summer, Neil Diamond, Mitch Miller, and so many more. But first, this is Johnny Mathis.
Bumpity-bump-bump. Bumpity-bump-bump. Look at Frosty go. Bumpity-bump-bump. Bumpity-bump-bump. Over the hills of snow.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say.
He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down, 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 down to the village with the broomstick in his hand.
And he only paused a moment when he heard them holler, stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again
holy infant, so tender and mild. shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
to date, only available on the original record album from 1976, the Memphis Sounds Orchestra and Winter Wonderland. Donna Summer from the 1996 release of Happy Holidays, Volume 31, and her rendition of White Christmas. Neil Diamond from the 1992 release of the Christmas album and Silent Night. Mitch Miller and the Gang from the 1990 release of Christmas with Mitch Miller and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Johnny Mathis started the first set from the 2002 release of the Christmas album and Frosty the Snowman. Doug Goff is here with the special Christmas edition, Volume 2, of Goff's Golden Oldies, bringing you holiday memories for your listening enjoyment. Coming up around the bottom of the hour, the first of three classic episodes today of Everyday Science. Helena Ruti is going to discuss wax and candles. But I have lots and lots of Christmas memories for you. Later on, something from Gene Autry, Ray Conniff and his singers, and Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners. But first, this is Carol Burnett.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fate allows. Hang a shining star upon the highest a merry little Christmas now. In olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fate allows. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
This is Goffus Golden Oldies on Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Once upon a time, old Scrooge sat down before the fire.
Ah, humbug.
With great astonishment, Marley's ghost came through the heavy door and passed into the room.
What do you want with me?
You will be haunted by three spirits.
I'd rather not.
To read A Christmas Carol and other books online, go to www.read.gov. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Christmas shopping got you down?
I gotta buy Christmas gifts for my nephew.
what's his name?
Hey, stop worrying. Now there's a place for the gifts old folks always give. It's Auntie Irma's Christmas Gift Emporium.
Prove it, Sonny.
No problem. What's the first gift item you always think of?
Socks.
Right. That's why Auntie Irma's has built the amazing 12,000 square foot Socceteria stocked with 27 tons of inappropriate and ill-fitting socks in a wide variety of odd colors.
Wow, Socceteria, here I come.
But Auntie Irma's is more than socks. Senior shoppers will find all their old standbys, like smelly little heart-shaped soaps, a huge inventory of house slippers which no one will ever actually wear, and itchy wool sweaters in weird patterns. Auntie Irma's Christmas Gift Emporium stocks everything you want to buy and kids don't want to get.
Well, prove it.
Pajamas, suspenders, handkerchiefs, lawn ornaments, and bottle openers in shapes you wouldn't believe.
Now you're talking.
Auntie Irma's. Stop by today and get a free Christmas card with a hole cut in the middle so kids can see the dollar bill you're giving them. Ooh. That's Auntie Irma's Christmas Gift Emporium, where all sales are final and no returns are ever allowed.
Ever wonder what the moon is made of? Or how your radio works? The answer can be found in everyday science. Take 2 minutes and tune in. Ever wonder where the wax goes as a candle burns? The answer can be found in everyday science. The centerpiece of this table looks like the perfect place to wax eloquent about candles. Let's start by lighting the wick, which, by the way, is usually made of cotton. Like any fire, this candle's flame needs fuel to keep burning. At first, the wick provides that fuel. But as the flames move down the wick, it begins to heat the wax at the base of the wick, turning the wax from a solid state into a liquid state. And once the wax is liquid, it can be absorbed up into the wick to be used by the flame as another source of fuel. At the same time, heat from the flame is changing the wax again, from a liquid into a gas. This gas combines chemically with the oxygen in the air and burns, becoming a very fine soot that then floats off into the air. So, in a continuing cycle, the wet wax is drawn up the wick, turns into a gas, which provides a constant fuel source for the flame to burn, and then finally releases into the air as soot, until the candle and the wax is but a flickering memory. Hope you found today's show illuminating. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Hello, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Season greetings and best wishes for a joyous holiday.
And now back to the music on Goffus Golden Oldies with Doug Goffus.
That's what he loves.
comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out, it's Christmas time again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Gene Autry from the 2004 release of A Collection of Sounds and Recipes. That's probably a sound. Here comes Santa Claus off of that. Ray Conniff and his singers from the 1988 CD release of his 1962 album, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and the medley, Jolly Old St. Nicholas and Little Drummer Boy. Jimmy Beaumont from the 1991 release of Home for the Holidays and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Carol Burnett from the 1993 release of Noel, Noel, and She Did the Christmas Song. Doug Goffis here. This is Goffis Golden Oldies, the second installment of the Christmas programs. Ho, ho, ho. And I have time for some more Christmas memories here before the end of hour one of today's program, like this one from Percy Faith.
believe in love, that will be more than I have felt it burn inside, and I have seen it shining from afar. Christmas is the time to come together, a time us all together. I would like to say a simple prayer. That at this special time, you will have true peace of mind and love to last throughout the coming.
Denver and the Muppets from the 2001 remaster of that 1990 album, A Christmas Together, and together they did The Christmas Wish. Johnny Cash from the 2006 release, Now That's What I Call Christmas, Volume 3, and his rendition of Blue Christmas. Pittsburgh's own Pete Hewlett, from the 1994 release of Home for the Holidays, Volume 3, and That's What Christmas Means to Me, is what Pete did. Percy Faith, from the 1984 CD release of Christmas Melodies, and the orchestra did Deck the Halls. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention during my last interlude that this program is cheerfully pre-recorded in the hills outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and around the surrounding area, possibly other cities that nobody knows about, to air in this time period every week. Having lots of fun today, and I hope you're having fun listening to something a bit different for the Christmas holiday season. The second installment of Goffis Golden Oldies, the Christmas show, will return here after the break at the top of the hour with O'Brien and Gary. Wow, and one of their classic routines, and Helena Ruti with the second of three episodes of Everyday Science. And she's going to discuss holiday hams as this Doug person jumps the track frequently. And that was one of those happenings, as you heard. See ya after the break.
You are listening to Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Now, wondering what the Pitt Golden Panthers will get Stan Saverin for Christmas presents.
Mr. Science!
Little Jimmy.
Yeah, it's me, Mr. Science. Boy, are we having a cold winter or what? Gee, whiz.
Little Jimmy, stifle yourself. Today is the last day of autumn, actually, whereas the winter solstice, that is, Little Jimmy, occurs tomorrow afternoon at 4:22.
Mr. Science?
Are you interrupting me, Little Jimmy?
Well, Mr. Science, today isn't really the last day of autumn.
Don't do it, Little Jimmy.
There'll be lots more days of autumn, like next year, for example.
Some prepubescent preteen Little Jimmy humor.
And tomorrow's not the first day of winter either, Mr. Science. There have been maybe millions of winter days before this one.
Yes. That's cute. I suppose my information about the sun being a mere 26 degrees above the southern horizon tomorrow afternoon during the winter solstice is accurate, though, eh, Little Jimmy?
Well, Mr. Science, I gotta admit, you got that one right.
Yes. And as an apparent contradiction, Little Jimmy, the sun is actually about 3 million miles closer to the Earth than it will be next summer. Is that right?
Well, you got that right, too, Mr. Science. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of things right, pretty much.
Uh-huh. Well, no one's perfect, Little Jimmy, not even Mr. Science. For example, look at this large, powerful bulb on the Mr. Science Christmas tree, Little Jimmy. It's out.
Yes.
Look at that. Yes.
Yes. But I bet I could fix it, Mr. Science.
I have no doubt of that, Little Jimmy. Feel free.
Okay. Let's see. Now, how does this thing work? I just turned this out. Let me see here. Ah! Oh! Oh, God! Emperor's discomfort! Oh, my little hairs are out and my little nose is all lit up.
Great, Little Jimmy. Maybe we can hang you on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, some Christmas.
Dwarf swine.
Mr. Science and Little Jimmy are presented on the O'Brien and Gary Show on the new Gold 96 FM by the last of the Scotch tape.
And by Fish Eggnog with Brandy.
The end.
Hi, I'm Mike Love of the Beach Boys. We don't know what tomorrow will hold, but for thousands of children suffering from juvenile diabetes, they know exactly what tomorrow will hold. 6 insulin shots and up to 12 finger sticks to check their blood sugar, and that's tomorrow and the next day and the next. Please join us in support of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and make the holidays merrier for some very sweet kids. Go to www.jdrf.org.
Ever wonder what the moon is made of? Or how your radio works? The answer can be found in everyday science. Take 2 minutes and tune in.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Ever wonder why many hams are salty? The answer can be found in everyday science. Ham, which comes from the hind legs of a hog, doesn't start out salty. It gets that way after a process called curing. Many hams are cured by the manufacturer because curing makes hams taste better and last longer. Here, where ham is processed, we'll be able to bone up on how the curing process works. And it all starts with a specific mix of ingredients. There's salt, of course, and sodium ascorbate and sodium nitrite to preserve the ham's freshness and keep it from getting rancid when stored. There's also sugar to improve the taste. These ingredients are usually dissolved in water to form a curing brine. Brine is super salty water. And that salt binds chemically to the ham's water molecules, making water, which bacteria need to survive, unavailable to them. The nitrites also prevent the growth of some microorganisms. Notice that some of the brine is pumped into the ham, and the ham is soaked in the remaining brine for up to a week. Then it's packed and shipped to your local market. From here, it's onto your holiday table, after careful cooking, of course, to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. Thanks for letting us ham it up today, and for being a part of Everyday Science. Home. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Welcome back to the second hour of the second Christmas special edition of Goffis' Golden Oldies, featuring Christmas holiday music from the 50s and 60s, with some bonus tracks and a splash of Christmas songs